Good morning, everyone. I'm Brett McCray, and these are your morning ag headlines from the Northern Ag Network. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson is asking the Board of Land Commissioners to remove the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's decision-making authority over private water rights. At a land board meeting last week, Attorney General Knutson and the other commissioners heard from farmers and ranchers who are concerned by the DNRC's decision to take water rights from landowners who utilize water from private sources on public land that they lease from the state. After listening to these concerns, A.G. Knutson said the land board needs to exercise greater oversight regarding the DNRC's actions on private property rights. USDA data shows the number of cattle on feed at the start of this month rose 1% year over year. Meanwhile, March placements plunged 12%, helping support cattle markets on Monday, and marketings of fed cattle during March fell by 14%.
Hello, I'm Boyd Heilig, president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. We all know that there is plenty of work to be done at home. Well, I've got plenty of chores to catch up on here. I am proud that Montana Grain Growers Association brought forth four policies adopted by the National Wheat Growers to reduce burdensome regulations. Thanks to all farmers who are members of the Montana Grain Growers. I hope we make you proud, and we appreciate your support. Become a member today at mgga.org.
Did you know that many of Montana's electric cooperatives are working to address growing concerns about wildfires? Dying or damaged trees or undergrowth in and around utility right-of-ways could be potential fuel sources for fires. Many electric co-ops now have detailed vegetative management plans they follow. These plans call for multiple actions, such as continued inspections to locate and eliminate fire hazards. Montana's electric co-ops care, and that's why they're trying to help prevent the devastation that wildfires can cause.
Brett McCray here with your latest ag headlines. Lean beef continues to support cattle markets despite large volumes of imported beef this year. Several studies suggest that at least 50% of all beef consumed here in the U.S. is ground beef, as consumers continue to seek a product at affordable price points. Reduced cow slaughter levels have led to shrinking supplies of 90% lean trimmings, the main component in ground beef. Those lean trimmings are at 25% price premiums compared to last year. This is despite record large imports. For example, Australian beef exports to the U.S. have risen by 58% year over year. Prices for lean trimmings are directly related to market cow prices. Utility slaughter cow values are up 34% compared to a year ago. Thanks for tuning in for your Morning Ag headlines. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Brett McCray.